Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Not that I want to have a confusing conversation, but I don't know if this is a turn on or a just turn the channel.
So I'm going to get confused here?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. When you look at what the playoff races are down to now in the American League, I'm just going to put it that way. You still have a possibility, which is pretty amazing, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How'd I do? Did I count okay? 10?
You're lucky I can't type fast enough.
I know.
I'm
10 teams are still technically have a shot for the playoffs.
I'm trusting you completely with all of this.
6 will make it. 10 have a chance.
Scary.
The 4 that are on the outside looking in right now are the Twins, the Mariners, the Red Sox, and the Rays. Those 4 are out because they do not control their own destiny. We do know who does. The Yankees, the Guardians, the Astros. Well, I don't even know if the Astros do. So, all right, Dan, break it down for us. Let's go back to the 2.5-hour newsroom and break it down for me.
Look, it's really simple out there for anybody who's paying attention. If you're a Guardians fan, you're just trying to win. Every team you're going to go up against has some level of flaw. It's a matter of how you want to. I mean, I wouldn't even say you probably want the bye just because the bullpen is so blown out. You can give it a couple days. I could see the argument.
You know, we keep saying that, but they don't seem to care that everyone keeps saying that.
Scott Barlow did.
I kind of don't want the bye. I still don't kind of want the bye. I know everybody says I should. I know I'm probably wrong on this. I still kind of don't want the bye because...
You don't have to grit your teeth. You're on the radio. No one knows.
I do have to grit my teeth when I say it because it's fun to say.
Give it more of a vocal impact.
Oh, is that how it works? Mm-hmm. Okay, theater of the mind. Keep doing it.
You know, we do the best we can with the elements we have. So, the Orioles are probably in, right? They're 4 games up in the wild card. I think we could pretty much chalk that one up. The O's are in. Okay. The Detroit Tigers.
I like what they've done.
So do I.
And can then get good.
Well, and also.
Draft like crazy as a result of the tanking.
There's your winner. Be very, very patient with what you're doing. Yep. Yeah. The only thing I don't like.
Trading away good young major league talent.
I don't like how they mess with Camden Yards and move the left field back.
But that wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't care for that. Don't touch Camden Yards. Camden Yards is perfect.
It's a museum.
Do you think that? Anyway. Never mind. Keep going. I was going to get nitpicky. Keep going. Not going there. Keep going.
So the Tigers and the Royals are tied for the second spot right now. So it would be to get the 2 in the wild card. The Royals would get the 3 in the wild card. We know those teams oh too well.
With cheese or no?
Tigers are playing really good ball. You would see Tarek Skubal in a series. You'd see Riley Green, who's picked it up too.
He's been really good as of late. Yeah.
Right. And the Tiger bullpen has turned it around really nicely as well. Twins are on the outside looking in. They're a game out. The team that scares me, if I had to pick one, would be the Seattle Mariners. And it's just because they are starting to hit finally, and the starting pitching is awesome. And so their pen's pretty good, but they roll with those starters.
Their starters are really good.
Yeah, you would go into a series and see Logan Gilbert and Luis Castillo and all those guys, and it's buckle in. You're about to have a rough night at the office.
Okay, let's play this game. And not they're going to be able to pick whether they're the 1 or 2 seed, right? You're still in it to win the 1 seed.
Correct.
The Yankees have to kind of fall apart, and you've got to kind of win out here. At least have to win 4 out of 5.
And the top 2 seeds in the new playoff format get byes.
Right.
So keep that in the back of your head as well.
Avoiding 3-game series.
Correct. You are out of those 3-game series. You would start on the 7-game series, and you would host.
Tell me I'm wrong for this.
You're wrong.
This season has been such an improbable run by this team. Everything that you've just talked about, who's in, who's out, who you might want to play, everything else, I've paid absolutely no attention to.
Really?
Yeah, and I usually do. But this has been such an improbable run. I've paid no attention because my thought has been, great, hopefully you get the bye because that, you know, you avoid the 3-game series. Anything can happen in those. And then whoever the team is, I don't care who it is because it's improbable that they're anyway. So I don't care who you play. I would think it would be improbable that they would win, and I would think they would have every chance to. because that's what they've done all season long. So for the first time in a real long time, I've paid no attention to everybody else because our team has just been such a pleasant surprise. My thought is, great, just give me somebody. Let's go play.
History will also tell you, and it's what his fear is, that it doesn't really matter anyway because a wild card team has just as good a chance as a team
Absolutely.
That's going to win the DS.
Sure.
So, I kind of understand that too, but if you could pick your poison, Dan, and I don't even know that it matters if you're the one or two seed, who do you want to match up against in that first round? If it mattered.
I want the Royals.
Yeah.
I think the Royals are on a downward spiral. I think the Pascatino injury has just sent them spiraling. And I would want them. The Twins are kind of in the same boat. Like I want the guys. I want the teams that I know. The team I don't want
is Detroit.
Here you go.
No, I don't want the Mariners.
Yeah.
I don't want the Mariners.
Because that starting pitching could hold our team to -3 runs.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking.
I don't want the Mariners. And their pen is pretty good on top of it. And if they can hit, which has been their Achilles heel all season, is the fact they haven't been able to hit. Like Scott Service got fired because this team was so bad at making contact. I mean, they swung and missed like there's no tomorrow. And they finally started to pick it up. I don't want the O's either. I don't want the Orioles. And somebody else can worry about that problem.
I really like the Orioles.
So, but here's the thing.
I don't want Corbin Burns.
The Mariners still.
No, thank you.
The Mariners still have a chance to grab the 3 seed.
Right.
Which means that they could win the West.
Correct?
Yeah. So they're 4 games back in the West with 5 to go. So, I mean, they've got to win out, and the Astros have to lose out. And aren't they playing each other this week? Their series right now, and then because we know that the Astros wrap up with us, so that's going to be even more interesting. Like the Guardians could be in a place to kind of zap the Astros out of winning the West, but the Mariners would have to win all the way through.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I just looked at that.
Yeah, if we're like power ranking them for me, the Orioles are one. That's the team I don't want to see. I have no interest in going up against that team. That I have a feeling they could be a loud, loud team in the playoffs.
Wow, you want to talk about an interesting series? Starts tonight, Seattle and Houston. You want to keep your eye on that. That'll be, watch those guys play tonight.
If you got multiple TVs in the MLB package, this is your week. This is going to be awesome.
Dan. You might need a tissue. You have saliva coming out of your mouth.
I'm so happy. This is my time of year.
Huh. I like this, though. I like the fact that we're talking about 10 teams in the American League have a shot to be in the postseason here with just 5 games to go. I think that's great. It's great for the game. It's been a good year for the game, at least maybe because we're sitting here in Cleveland and our team has done well.
Yeah. Andy, this has been just a great run. It really has. I mean, how much fun has this been?
It's been a blast.
Unexpected fun.
Especially when you look at the rotation.
It's been a real easy team to root for. I mean, one guy who started the season in the starting rotation is still there. One. And you're talking about first round bye. Come on, man. That's so improbable. So improbable. Credit to the front office. Credit to Carl Willis. Credit to Stephen Vogt for milking the heck out of that rotation and using the bullpen like crazy. I mean, these guys have done a really nice job. And wouldn't it be stunning if this is the year, you get to the World Series with this team? Goodness gracious.
I think the big winner is Jose Ramirez if they can, the deeper they go. Right? Here's a guy that decided to stay. He decided to stay.
Might have the quietest 40 home run, 40 steal season in history. He's got to hit another bomb, but yeah, he might have the quietest.
I don't know. I
it's really true.
Of all the guys you're happy for that they've had this kind of a season, it's him. This thing could have easily fallen apart early. I mean, it's not like we're not looking at, marquee names on this team either, right? And now all of a sudden you've got some names that have
very few marquee names.
Manzardo's been fun the last couple.
guys have answered the bell. That's been the thing. I mean, Manzardo looks like, before he didn't look like a keeper. He looks like a keeper, you know? Josh Naylor, to me, is so much fun. I love that guy. I mean, you talk about the heart and soul of a team, and I know everybody thinks it's Jose, and hard to argue with that, but I'll put Josh right there with him. I mean, Josh has a heartbeat going, man. He keeps those guys going.
All I know is
they're fun.
Miles Straw is the highest batting average on the team right now. Yep, 333.
Stop the season.
I'm glad they brought him back up.
Well, we'll see what kind of a role he plays in the postseason. Is he on the roster? Is he not?
I hope he is on the roster, and he has a huge play, a huge defensive play that makes a difference in one of these games.
That would be wonderful.
You know, because it eliminates the fact that he wasn't here all year. Because you'll remember the playoff play, won't you? To be like, oh, man, that guy wasn't here all season. Oh, well, now he was worth it. He was worth the contract. If you win a playoff game because of a great play that he makes there, then, you know, history has a way of just, you know, if you're a winner, you can rewrite some stuff that happened throughout the season. What did you think of Hoynes's thoughts on the rotation? What did he think? We'll go back and talk about it. He had Bibee, Boyd, and Williams.
Yeah, that's, I get it. I mean, Gavin Williams can be really special, but he hasn't been consistently special this year. And so they'll have a decision or two to make as to who starts and who doesn't. It's got to be Cobb. It's got to be Bibee. What else are you going to do?
Cobb's got to be healthy. I mean,
how do you turn your back on what Ben Lively did?
I mean, how do you? I mean, he was your glue when everything was falling apart.
He hasn't been as sharp, you know, down the stretch as he was early.
I would love to see them give Cantillo a chance, especially if you think you only need him to go four innings. The way he's been pitching, how do you walk away from the hot hand? Perhaps the hottest hand on the team.
Maybe he's your long guy, you know? Anybody gets in trouble, here comes Joey.
I don't know. I wonder what analytics says about it, too. That's the other way on that. All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the Guardians. Obviously, we're going to dive back into the Browns when we do NFL Rapid Fire at 1 o'clock. But I also want to talk about something else that's going on that might catch your eye this weekend. What are we talking about? We'll explain next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.